Welcome to room 4216. I'm so glad you've come.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, 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 oh,
Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
The family hiding from the storm found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. A sleeping town, they did not know, that lying in a manger low, a Savior King who had no home has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story?
Shepherds counting sheep at night, do not fear the glory light. You are precious in His sight. God has come to raise the lowly.
Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Come to Bethlehem and see. More than a story, it'll set you free. Are you tired of the running? Are you tired of the shame? Baby born in a manger's gonna break every chain. Angels fill up the heavens with the sound of His name.
When the shepherds had seen Him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Go tell it on the mountain, the one that we've been waiting for, the King of our salvation, born on this day our Savior Christ the Lord. Go tell it on the mountain,
Well, the shepherds have arrived and are happily spreading the word, but there are more visitors yet to come, and they have to make a longer trip.
Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, along with all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Christ child to be born?" "In Bethlehem of Judea," they replied. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and the mother, his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Bitter perfume, breeze of life, of gathering gloom.
It's one thing to say that Jesus is born, and a lot of people do and acknowledge it. But for us as Christians, it means more than just that. It changes our very lives. And how? Christmas changes our life? Well, Paul speaks about it in one of his letters to the early Christians.
Titus 2:11-14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good.
Build a snow. Friends, 'cause it's Christmas time again. Going downtown and spreading good cheer, handing gloves out when we volunteer for the children, grinning from ear to ear, singing Christmas time is here.
And everybody's like, ha ha ha, ho ho ho. Four-wheel driving through the snow, fighting the cold with some hot cocoa, grabbing grandma to the mall we go. And there's a man outside with a bucket and a bell, wants to go home with a story to tell. He's reminding us that his Christmas got nothing to do with living for himself. It's the light of Christmas shining through our eyes, our smiles. You know it could shine all through all the good that we do for the people that don't have this so good. Light of Christmas shining through our eyes, our smiles. You know it could shine all through all the good that we do for the people that don't have this so good.
And we are his people. We may live in different circumstances, sighted, blind, walking or not walking in the United States or some distant part of the world, but still, we are his people. Early on Christmas morning, Christians often gather together, and one of the readings they hear is a reading from the Gospel of John.
Chapter 1. Beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Then going down to verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Stars in the wintry sky, joy of the Father, reach through the darkness, shine across the earth, send the shadows to fly. Light of the world, from the beginning, the tragedy of time, we're no match for your love. From great heights of glory, you saw my story, and God, you entered in and became one above. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing.
And he dwelt with us. Emmanuel, God is with us.
Snow is coming down. This little town, and there's a hum running through the air as people gather from everywhere, singing songs of peace up and down our streets, a big smile on every face I meet. And when I close my eyes, I start to hear jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Open sleigh, ring the bells, Emmanuel, Christ has come to save, and he's the reason why we're singing jingle all the way. From the age of two or three, I'll remember Christmas Eve. And that story that my dad would tell, God with us, Emmanuel. We'd unwrap a gift or two, buy new socks or brand new shoes. That's the only Christmas that I know, Bing Crosby on the stereo, singing jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh. Ring the bells, Emmanuel, has come to save, and he's the reason why we're singing jingle all the way.
Do come back again to room 4216.
Credits for the show. The songs: Joy by Mercy Me, Make Room in Your Heart by Casting Crowns, Gloria by Casting Crowns, Emmanuel, God with Us by Chris Tomlin, We Three Kings, Alexander Jean featuring Casey Abrams, Light of Christmas by Owl City and Toby Mack, Light of the World, Sing Alleluia by We the Kingdom, Jingle All the Way by Dan Brems. Additional readers are Mary Dole and Terry Rogers. Music selection, Deb Andrus. Music production, Mary Dole.